Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so excited to be able to share this very important tool with you today, and this is about our vibration. Our energy often speaks louder than our words, especially to children who are on the autism spectrum. They often feel our vibration before they actually hear what we say. So I acknowledge it is challenging raising children, but especially if we're raising children who are on the autism spectrum. It can mean living with very big emotions, ours and often theirs as well. So raising your vibration is not about being positive all the time. That's impossible. We're human and our children are human. So we will have emotions all over the vibrational scale. I do have a handout with my vibrational scale that you can download in the show notes, but I'll read to you some of the words that are on it to give you an idea of what it is. Raising our vibration, again, is not about being positive all the time. It's just shifting from heavier, lower vibrations up higher to a more grounded energy, if possible, so that you can be more regulated. And when you're regulated, that helps your whole family. This is a tool that you can share with your children as well. So today I'm going to share 3 easy tools, and I actually have 2 follow-up podcasts that will give you more tools about this over the next few weeks. But today we're going to talk about awareness, language, and then letting go. So, what are vibrations? I define vibrations as like the energy of our thoughts, words, and feelings. So I want you to pause, and I'm going to read some words off of my vibrational scale and notice how that feels in your body, the energy of it. Judgment, worry, fear, anger. All right, now I'm going to say some other words and notice the energy of these words. Curiosity, courage, love, gratitude. So what did you notice about the vibration of these words? How did you feel that in your body? For me, with the what I call lower vibration words, I felt heavier and like my chest kind of concaved, and I felt tension in my neck and shoulders. And when I said curiosity, courage, love, and gratitude, I felt more open and lighter. Everyone will feel something different. That's just how I experience it. Often, our kids can pick up these differences instantly. They don't even need the language to sense whether we're feeling safe or tense, whether we're feeling judgment or gratitude. They are hyper aware of what we're feeling. Again, I don't want you to judge yourself for feeling these things. We're human, so we're going to feel them, and our children will have to learn how to handle that. However, I am going to give you some tools on how to step up the vibrational scale. Okay, I'm going to pull open my handout that I have for you guys. And I actually recently added a new word on my vibrational scale when in my membership we were talking about this, and we together came up with a new word. So I have a whole new handout for you guys that I really hope you take the time to download. You just can go to the show notes and there'll be a link on how you can download that. So this vibrational scale is a great tool for awareness and clarity. And at first, I just want you to be aware and accept how you're feeling. This is the first step, is really just being aware and accepting. All right, the example I'm going to use is A few months ago, I was parking in a parking lot and my foot slipped off of the brake and onto the accelerator, and I slammed into a parked car and really damaged it. And my very initial emotion or vibration was one of shame. Like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like, I felt shame for doing that. It was an accident, 100%. I had new shoes on and they were slippery and that happened. But that was my first emotion, vibration, energy was shame. And I couldn't go right up to like gratitude or something, right? This is not what I'm even suggesting. First, I just want you to be aware and accept. I was like, wow, I feel shame. And sometimes you might even just say, I feel some low vibrations. You might not even be able to name it, but just recognizing, wow, I'm feeling this vibrational feeling of shame or of anger. My next feeling was actually one of fear. Like, I hope I didn't hurt anyone. Luckily, nobody was in the other car. But fear is actually higher than shame. So I pretty quickly jumped up. And that's one thing that I'll say is kind of step three, but I want to mention it, is that you can just move up one or two steps and that can even shift your energy. So fear was higher than shame. And then actually I went up to judgment. Like, I was judging myself, like, wait, was I not paying attention? I shouldn't have worn these new shoes. You know, I mean, I kind of had all these judgment thoughts, but again, that's higher. I was not intentionally doing that. I was just more being really aware of how I was feeling, but noticing all the feelings. So really this first step of awareness and acceptance. Again, you don't even have to try and go up. You don't even have to specifically name the vibration. You could just say low, medium, or high. Sometimes that's a good first step. I would like to teach you about the 90-second rule and how this helps with awareness and acceptance. They've done studies that show when we have emotions, it's a chemical that spills in our brain, and it takes about 90 seconds for that chemical to process if we allow ourselves to accept it. So just being aware, wow, I feel shame and fear right now. Whew, and just taking some deep breaths and accepting that I'm having these feelings. Whew. I'm a yawner, so that actually does help energy move, taking deep breaths. So just if you allow yourself and accept those feelings, within 90 seconds, those chemicals go out of your body and it helps get you more neutral. This 90-second rule is really powerful, and I am hoping I'm going to do a follow-up episode on the 90-second rule because it is so good. All right, our second step is I am versus I feel. So if I say I am shamed or I am fearful, it's like I'm owning it. And it's hard to shift out of that versus if I say I feel shame or I feel fear right now. I feel shame right now. So the words that we use hold power. Not only by using these words on the vibrational scale, but using the words I am versus I feel, or he is versus he's having. For instance, instead of saying about a child, he is stubborn, you could try, he has a hard time transitioning to new things. And this is really actually important. I am or he is like locks identity. It's very tight and constrictive and like feels sticky versus I feel or he struggles with. That allows movement. It allows change. So a challenge for you is to notice when you say I am and shift to I feel, or he is and shift to something that's more flexible, some words that are more flexible. It can still be honest. It can still be sharing a situation, but it can be done with more flexible words. So I have two charts. One, the vibrational chart, which has the names of emotions listed in a linear fashion with the high on top and the low on the bottom, and then there's the medium vibration words. But I also have a very simplified feeling wheel where the green ones are happy, calm feelings, yellow are afraid or anxious, red are angry or overwhelmed, blue are sad and tired, and there's a few. It's very simplified, but it's a really great way to start practicing being aware of and naming your feelings. This is great for you as a parent to learn how to do it if you aren't good at that. It's also great to use with your child. And even just colors, like you can say, I feel frustrated. What color are you right now? And they might say, I'm green. Like if you think of a stoplight, green, moving forward, happy. Or they might say red. Or you can have this posted in your house. I actually used to have the vibrational chart posted on my front door on the inside because I taught classes in my family room. So we'd have that hanging up really big where everyone could see it. So my kids really learned to understand the vibrational chart. The feeling wheel, especially the simplified one, is really great to use with kids and yourself. You really want to model. When you name your emotions or where you are, when you can name it calmly, your child learns that emotions are safe. Emotions are just vibrations in our body. Feelings are just vibrations in our body. Again, 90 seconds of allowing it, accepting it, will allow them to flow down and out. So we don't have to be scared of these quote unquote lower vibrations. Or with the feeling wheel, it's more neutral because it's a circle. These are all just feelings, and it's okay being aware of them and accepting them, and then learning to name them is kind of the next step. Another important thing to be aware of is you are not your thoughts. Just because you think something or just because you feel something about someone, it doesn't make it true. Thoughts are just thoughts, and we have thousands and thousands of thoughts a day. So there's two ways I like to think about thoughts. One, you can think of them like a balloon, and you can just notice you're holding a balloon. I feel angry. And you can choose to let it go and breathe. We're going to feel angry now and then. It's okay. Just feel it and then let it go. Another one is I imagine thoughts as a piece of paper with a thought typed out on it. And it's like someone hands me that thought and I get to choose. Do I want to keep this thought? Is this helpful? Do I want to like stick it in my brain and keep it? Or do I want to crumple it up and throw it in a garbage can? Even my own thoughts that I am having, like if I am having the thought, I am so bad for hitting that car. Okay, that is not a helpful thought. So instead, I'm going to crumple that up, throw it in the garbage symbolically, and I'm going to choose a thought like, wow, that was a scary accident, and I'm so grateful no one was hurt. But what did happen is I actually had to first kind of go to courage because I called my husband to tell him what happened, and I needed some courage. Even though he's very kind and he handled it very well, he just made sure I was okay and could I drive the car, and I had to get some duct tape and duct tape my thing on and leave a note for the person. And then I felt fear because I'm like, hey, this person's going to call and they're going to be angry. So then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling fear. Whew, I'm feeling fear. And just feeling it, allowing it, breathing it. After 90 seconds, that did actually process and I was able to relax until my phone rang like an hour later. And then like, honestly, the fear came back. But I just breathed and I answered the phone and I talked to the person who was so grateful I had left a note. And I gave him my insurance information. I did all the things. And then I just breathed and allowed myself to feel the feelings. And I probably yawned which is okay too. And maybe you cry, and that's okay too. Crying is another way. Think of how we breathe when we cry. It's just a way of letting feelings process through our bodies. Here's how we can integrate this all together. First off, I'd love it if you downloaded the vibrational chart and the feelings wheel. These will also come in handy over the next few weeks as I dive deeper into this. I'm going to give you more tools and just let you know how important this is to be aware and accept where you are on the vibrational scale. You may have a day where you feel really low on the vibrational scale for the whole day. And that's okay. Just breathe through it. Accept it. If this is something that happens over and over again, you might want to go get additional help for that. I don't actually like the thought 50-50, but that is something that some life coaches say, 50% good, 50% bad. I actually have another number rating skill I like better, but I'll teach that in a different episode. Right now, 50-50 is an easy way to remember. Part of the day you'll have low vibration, part of the day you'll have high vibration. That's just called life because you are a human. You also want to notice your words. This is another awareness thing. Shift your words from I am to I feel, or he is to he feels, etc. Allow your words to be open to change. You don't want them to be sticky and like identify a person as a certain way. If you can name your feeling, that's great. Make sure you do so with compassion. If you can only say low, medium, or high, or even as simple as happy, sad, angry, afraid, those are like the four simplest ones on my feeling wheel. Even that is great. And then I haven't talked about this yet, but I think it's very important for you to be aware of when you're having or feeling vibrations that are not even yours. You want to let those go. If you are feeling your child's feelings, that doesn't actually help them to co-regulate. If you can let them have their own feelings and help them process them also, you can teach them how to breathe. You can teach them how to scribble. I need to do a podcast on that. Then that can help them process their own emotions. And you're going to have your own feelings, your own vibrations. So you focus on feeling and processing your own things. But as your vibration softens, meaning as you allow yourself to feel your different vibrational levels and let them process and move through you, then that actually helps your child's nervous system feel safer too. So you get to model this, you get to practice. Parenting is the perfect place to practice these things. So I would love to suggest at least once a day you notice where you are on the vibrational scale. If you can, name your feeling aloud. Say, I feel angry. And then take a deep breath. And just imagine that anger flowing down and out your body. Or if you're having a thought that's making you feel afraid, like, I wonder when that person's gonna call and say he found the note on his car. I can just imagine that thought in a balloon and let it go. He will call. I will feel feelings then, but there's no point in me being stirred up and like spinning in those feelings while I'm waiting. So I can let it go. So as a reminder, raising your vibrations is not about being happy all the time. It's about becoming safe, soft, steady, because this actually helps our kids to then have space to process their feelings and vibrations. And I do encourage you to download both handouts, the feeling wheel and the vibrational scale, and make sure to follow along, because over the next few weeks, I'm going to have other podcast episodes focused on how you can raise your vibrations. This is just kind of like a nice introduction, and I can't wait for you to practice this and see how it can actually help not only you, but your child as well. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.